exactly the same. So we need to dramatically improve how females are portrayed to kids 11 and under. And the change must be dramatic, must be immediate and dramatic. Boys and girls have to see women and girls doing interesting and non-traditional things. So what do we do about this? What we do is take the research directly to the creators, because I'm in the industry, I already know everybody. We present it to them in a very private and collegial way. And the universal reaction across every studio, every network, guild, production company, whoever we talk to, is utter shock. They are floored by this research. They had no idea that they were leaving out that many women. If I said, you're making less movies with a female star, they would say, yeah, we know. But as far as having populations that are lacking in female presence, they did not know. We did a study of everybody who's heard the presentation. 68% said what they learned had impacted two or more of their projects, and 41% said it had changed four or more of their projects. Movies and TV have been coming out regularly now that we know we've impacted. Let's just say, if a movie comes out and it seems to be doing well by women, probably I had something to do with it. it's not about credit at all. I'm just saying. So think about this. In all the sectors of society that we discussed earlier, how long is it going to take to reach gender parity? Because everything has to get there. Everything in the world has to get to gender parity eventually. But how long is it going to take? We can't snap our fingers and suddenly half of world leaders are women. But there is one category of profound underrepresentation that could be changed overnight, and that is on screen. In the time it takes to create a movie or a television show, we can change what the future looks like. So media itself can be the cure for the problem that it's creating. So yes, there are woefully few female CEOs in the world, but there can be half on screen. How are we going to fix the problem of corporate boards? We don't have boards all over the world. The very next TV show somebody creates can have a board that's half female. How are we possibly going to get more girls interested in the STEM careers? There can be droves of women in STEM right now on TV. Actually, so get this. So in our study of occupations of female characters on TV, the one category that was very well represented was female forensic scientists. Because of all the CSI shows. We don't have to work at all to get more female forensic scientists on TV. And the thing is, in real life, the number of women wanting to enter that profession and study it has skyrocketed. Something like 75% of people studying that now are women. And colleges can't keep up with the demand for courses in it because they saw it. They saw women being that and thought that would be cool. Our motto is, if they see it, they can be it. So this room is full of influential business leaders, content creators, and people who care very much about how women and girls are depicted. And this is change that can happen. It's doable. It's easy. We want to make it seem fun and exciting and inventive. I'm so inspired by the work that's being done here, by the work that BFI does, and the film festival. We're so proud to be partnered with you. And I'm so encouraged that so many of my peers have been speaking out lately, and we have Suffragette. You know, there is a lot of hope. I don't think it's going to take 700 years for this change to happen. I predict that with the reaction that we've seen from our news and the rest of our research, that we're going to be able to take both the zeros off of that number and move the needle very soon. Thank you very much.